Till the Sun Comes Back Around, written by Safely Capricious and read by K-Burb. This is a Marvel fic rated teen and up audiences in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationships between Frank Castle / Karen Page, Frank and Karen, Clint Barton and Frank, and Clint Barton and Karen. It is an alternate universe magic fic tagged with curses and part two of 1,000 magic spells. Wow, Clint says, blinking at the bedraggled pair at his door. That's a hell of a curse, huh? Can you help? The man demands, not even trying to make it a question. The woman, or, well, the golden wolf by the man's side that's actually a woman, blinks at him imploringly. She's got enough blood crusted around her mouth that he's fairly sure they're running from some specific trouble and not just the curse. Yeah, he says, stepping aside to gesture them in. I mean, I can try. Come in. The man grunts and waits for the wolf to enter first. The wolf wipes her paws on the mat before coming in. It doesn't help a ton since she's probably got an extra 5 pounds of mud and blood in her fur that can't just be wiped away, but it's a nice thought. But he just tromps in and drips everywhere after checking behind him one last time. Clint blinks down at the drop cloth that Natasha hadn't picked up that seems to be happily absorbing all of the excess without actually getting wet. So, Clint starts, after he's just been staring at the other two. The man is looking around the house suspiciously. The wolf is staring at him calmly and politely, like she's waiting for him to say something. But since she obviously can't talk at all, that seems fair and not rude. How can I help? We're cursed, the guy says. Clint wonders, abruptly, if they should just wait for the sun to rise so that he can talk to the woman instead. He's getting the feeling she might be the more helpful one for some reason. Yeah, he tries instead. I can see that. Temporal changing, right? Is it wolves for you both, or... The guy is staring at him now, dark brow furrowed, eyes suspicious. Clint throws his hands in the air. I can see the magic. You're tied together. The guy huffs out a breath, which Clint takes as understanding, and then adds, she's hurt. Clint blinks and looks at the wolf who is sitting pretty and maybe has a cut on her muzzle. She's got a lot of blood there, but she was moving fine, so it's not like...
Not as a human, she's hurt. Can you help her when she turns back?
Clint tilts his head.
Hurt how? Arrows. Two of them. Right shoulder. One she got out, the other she couldn't. Head's still in there.
Clint can imagine. The guy as a wolf, or whatever animal he is during the day, he hadn't answered, had he? And her shot, and only using one hand because the other hand was compromised and...
Yeah, I can help with that.
The guy grunts and sits down at the table, like that's the end of the discussion. The wolf has gone over to lean against the guy, but she glances at Clint and wags her tail. Which is, well, it's something. The woman's name, when she's not a wolf, is Karen. And the guy is Frank, who turns into a bird of prey of some variety, not a wolf. She's a lot more talkative than him, and politer, too. Well, politer once Clint finishes getting the arrowhead out of her shoulder and she's not swearing with words that make even Clint falter a little. We appreciate the assistance, she says, dressed in one of his two large shirts, bandages peeking out of the drooping neck.
And I don't mean to ask for more, but if you've got any ideas about how to unwind the curse... The bird chitters at her, and she turns her head and seems to listen, like she can understand what he's saying. Clint can't understand him, but he can take another few moments and look at the spell, and... I've got an idea, but I'm not sure if it'll work. She perks up, pauses in petting Lucky, and looks so much like her wolf self for a moment that Clint has to fight back a hysterical giggle. We'll try anything, she says. Which is how the three of them end up at the picnic. Well, it's not actually a picnic, but he needs the fresh autumn air and a few squash to absorb the spell, and the candles, of course. The cookies are just because he's going to get hungry, and a coffee, of course, to keep up his energy. And also because Karen just absolutely lights up when he makes the first cup in the morning. Well, okay, it might be the magic spell fading that turned her from wolf to human, but he thinks it's probably the coffee. The magic comes smooth as silk and twice as slippery, as he starts to pick at the knot that's between the two of them. Frank has his talons dug into the earth, like Clint asked, even though it's obviously an awkward way for him to stand, and Karen's feet are in the cold ground. They're lucky it's not frozen yet. It's going to be a bitch to do this once it gets colder, and he knows it's going to take more than once with how tightly the magic has them tied. Karen is shivering by the time he's done with what he can manage today. The gourd that had channeled the energy is a shriveled little ball, and most of the autumn leaves have turned to ash. But she still carefully helps Frank from the ground and sets him on the padding on her shoulder before she takes the warm socks that Clint is holding out to her and settles down on the blanket, hands wrapping gratefully around the cup of coffee that he's offering her. She's already got a coat on, but he offers her a scarf as well, as the shivers don't immediately stop. How many more? She asks through chattering teeth. At least two more, he tells her. All right, she says. The end. I hope that tomorrow